Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hi, Kenny. How are you?
I'm doing great.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. You're like, what, 12 hours out? Any sort of regrets or anything you're sort of working through in your mind?
There's really no regret. I definitely didn't go into the house with the right mindset. As you know, viewers know, you kind of get whisked away from your everyday life, and you really don't have a lot of time to prepare, although you can work out in the gym and you can get your exercise in. But to get your head right and get your head in this type of game, you don't know how to do that. It's impossible to know how to do that unless you're in the house or you're a returning house guest. So I regret not being able to get my head into the game as much as I probably needed to. But at the end of the day, my family's everything to me. And if the one thing I did wrong in the house is missing my family, then I can live with that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure, you know, you and your wife are fans and have been, you said you have been applying for a few years. And I think, and I'm sure you're going to see this, but fans, I think, are a little frustrated because, yeah, they're like, come on, Kenny, like you got on the show. Like, why do you want to quit? So what do you sort of say to that criticism from just like any sort of fans that are upset?
I would be upset too as a fan, especially if I got a connection to one of the house guests. But you just don't know until you're in there. I'm 52 years old. I got a second, shot at life at raising kids and having little ones. And I maybe didn't do all the right things with my older kids as a young parent who was in the military, who didn't, go to the zoo as much as I should or go to the movies as much as I should. And I always vowed if I ever had another family that I would not miss those things, no matter how tired I was. And I definitely struggled with missing my family. And I definitely struggled with the guilt of pursuing something that was very, for me. It really wasn't for anybody else. It wasn't for my wife. It wasn't for my kids, although, winning the money would have benefited us greatly. But I struggled with the guilt of doing it, being selfish and, taking away from my family to pursue something, although they were super supportive and my wife supported me in every single way. You still can't help but to feel like, especially when you're in there and you can't call them, you can't email them, you can't text, you can't call, you can't video chat. So that was difficult for me to do.
Yeah. And I'm curious, like, I don't know your complete background, but as like an undercover cop, for example, like, I don't know how long you did that, but I'm sure you have to get in like this mindset where you're just basically a different person. So did you think that would help equate to sort of living in the Big Brother house at all? Or did it not help? Or tell me about that.
It definitely helped in certain aspects of the game, but, doing undercover work and doing police work, you're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it for your community. I had a brother who was addicted to drugs, which was a struggle for my family growing up. And I think I always did it because I didn't want other families to struggle like my family did. So I enjoyed doing that type of work, but it was never really personally for me. It was for my community and to better my community. So I struggled with going into a game, going undercover for personal gain. I was the only one that was going to gain from going in there and lying and scheming. And although I could lie and scheme in the course of trying to do the right thing for my community, on a personal level, it was very difficult to do. I'm an honest person by nature. I don't like drama. I don't like to scheme. And a lot of times when I did undercover work, if I was dealing with someone who was addicted to drugs and I had to arrest them, it felt bad, but it was always a last resort. And the arrest was never to put them in jail. The arrest was to try and get them the help and the treatment that they needed so that their families and them didn't have to struggle and go through the pains of addiction.
I see. Okay. Yeah, it's hard to go from talking about that to like this silly little game that you played, but it, I want to talk about the AI comp. Like, what would have happened there if you had won, or did you want to win?
To be honest, I didn't want to win. And it's not that I didn't want to win because I wanted to be out of the house, but they were going to send Tucker home. If I won and they sent Tucker home, then I would have had Cedric, but Cedric wouldn't have been as strong as a competitor as Tucker was. And me and Tucker were kind of talking, like, the best case scenario for our game was that Tucker win the AI arena, they send Quinn home, and then me and Tucker, you know, get the Shake 'Em Up crew a little bit stronger and try and win an HOH and kind of like take over the reins of the house. That was our best game move. Although I wasn't 100% emotionally in the game, and going home being the second option felt really good to me, to be honest.
Well, so talking about the Quinn, for example, like, had you not sort of talked about wanting to quit, do you think they would have voted Quinn out, or you still would have left? Because Quinn has basically what, guaranteed HOH this week. So it's a very big power. Do you think that was a strategic, like, bad move for them to keep him?
I think long-term, no, because they definitely knew that I was a threat in the house. I was a beast in the competitions. I came in second in every HOH, second in the veto that I didn't win. And when I won the veto, I kind of absolutely destroyed that competition, and their eyes kind of opened to me. I think if my head was in the game a little bit, I could have convinced them to get rid of Quinn, especially after Tucker blew everything up. But they were really focused. They thought they were going to get an opportunity to get Tucker out. So I think they kind of were waiting. So that last 2 minutes after the AI arena, there would have been had to be a lot of convincing on that end. But Quinn had a lot of connections in the house. He was really connected to just about everybody. So it would have been a tall task. But I think if my head was 100% in the game, I probably could have did it. But I think everybody would say that when they're outside the house.
Yeah, it's definitely 2020 perspective. Talk to me about Angela, because I feel like you guys had ups and downs, but you seem to end on a good note. Is she someone that you'll be friendly with outside the house? Like, are you guys good, or what are your thoughts on Angela this season?
Yeah, we're good. Me and Angela are good. Like, I know people are human, and at first I thought it was a plant. At first I thought she was just going to be, she was part of the show when she started going crazy in the house. But I guess I'm not sleeping and things like that make you act a certain way. I was missing my family. I was emotional, but I acted the polar opposite. I kind of shut down and was quiet and was making sure that I didn't do anything that was going to, damage my game in the long term if I could pull it off and stay in the house. And she kind of did the polar opposite. But as the weeks went on, Angela, she was my biggest advocate, to be honest with you. She really tried really, really hard to work with me after. But I think the damage was done. And I kind of always have been that type of person that once you get on that train and you start moving, I'm not going to stop it. So, but she tried. And I think if I had stayed in the house, and she definitely would have been an ally for me and Tucker. She is a sweetheart. Does she love the game, and she wants to stay in that house in any way, shape or form. And she's struggling too, just like I was struggling, missing her family and her grandbabies and stuff like that. And we had a lot of really good personal conversations that were un-game related, because after week one, I told her, hey, Angela, I don't want you to feel isolated. Like, I'll talk to you about everything except the game. I'll talk to you about your family. I'll talk to you about your grandkids. But I didn't want to talk game with her at that time, because I kind of was upset at how she was treating, like, Matt, and how she treated Lisa, and how she treated Cedric and myself and right. Quinn, too.
Well, what is your reaction to Angela winning HOH last night?
I just found that out. Yeah. I just found that out a little while ago. Man. She has to be on cloud nine. I hope she gets some sleep. That's all I can say. I hope she gets some sleep. But she probably has some really good targets. And I think she's going to go after Brooklyn, because we've had some conversations about Brooklyn around the house, and she wasn't too happy about that. But she kind of screwed that relationship up from the get-go, because me and Brooklyn kind of were talking about maybe getting with Angela and at least just looking out for each other. And Angela didn't want no part of that week one. She didn't want any part of that. I think she was looking for a giant alliance. And she was being sold a bag of goods that were not really good. And so I think she goes after Brooklyn, to be honest with you.
Well, it'll be interesting, because it sounds like Quinn's going to take over, but he wanted to work with the person who won, right? Like, with his, I don't know what's going to happen here.
I wasn't sure Quinn was going to use it. It's a tall task to put three people up. It's a great power, but to be able to put three people up, and he's friendly with everybody in the house and had alliances with just about everybody in the house. And then he potentially put up a fourth. If he does, he does. But
yeah, we'll see. I don't know. Yeah. You told everyone you were a food truck guy. Did you try to prove that you were? Like, why that lie?
I wasn't a lie. I owned a food truck for a couple of years.
Oh, okay.
I had a side business, and I ran a food truck for a couple of years on a construction site, and I did a ton of events and things like that. You know, road races and you know, parades and things like that. So it really wasn't a lie. Going back in, I didn't really want to go with that. To be honest with you, my wife made me go with that because she's obviously a huge fan too. I kind of wanted to go with that. I just retired from the Air Force, and I was, you know, kind of retired, and I was like stay home dad. And my wife felt as though that would have been a threat, and they would have thought that I was like special forces or something. So my wife talked me out of it. So she was wrong about that, because I don't think they would have, I don't think they would have batted an eye if I went with that.
Yeah. I mean, you were giving cop vibes to a lot of people anyway. So it's like, you kind of have to lean in at some point. It is tough. but who, I know you're a fan of the show. Like, who are some of your past favorite players?
I mean, clearly, obviously Derek. That whole season had a lot of players that I really like. Derek, Donnie. Yeah, those were kind of like my two favorite players. Yeah. I appreciated how they played the game. And Donnie was just a, you know, just a regular guy who was, you know, trying to work the house. And yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great players. I mean, Taylor did an unbelievable job, you know, to be voted out and then win the thing, like, kind of crazy. Cameron last year was, I thought Cameron got a bad rap. Paul, who was on the show twice, and I think he should have won both times, but they didn't give it to him. He was an unbelievable player. So there's so many great players. And now, on top of it, looking back and experiencing what it's like to be in the house, to know what they went through personally in the game, there's much respect to every single player that has ever played this game.
Yeah, definitely not easy. I know we have to wrap up in a few minutes, but I'd love to get your take on who is playing what you think is the best game right now, and who do you think is playing the worst game?
Oh, am I included? Because I played the worst game.
I like the self-awareness, Kenny.
There's so many different aspects of the house. Kimo's probably playing the best game. Kimo's so low-key and so friendly and so nice to everybody. I think Kimo's playing the best game. I think he has potential to go a long, long way. And the worst game, I mean, it came out is Quinn. I think Quinn was called out on, you know, so many different alliances and telling so many different stories to so many different people. As great as a fan as he is and as a player, I would have, if I didn't know what I knew after the blow up of the veto meeting, I would say Quinn was playing the best game. But I think, honestly, I think he's not playing the best. He's not playing the best.
And what do you think of Tucker's antics this week?
I think Tucker is, he's like, that's like, there's not, you only can describe Tucker by saying Tucker. There's not another one. You can't even give him a word that goes with him. But I think he's going to be great. He's going to be super tough to keep on the block. Not only is he super smart, and he can do puzzles and he can, you know, figure out all these other different things, but he's a comp beast. So he's going to be super difficult, even if he's all by himself. I tried to rekindle him and Cedric because he was super mad at Cedric for not putting Quinn up. But I think I might have at least opened the door for him to talk to Cedric, and hopefully Cedric can, you know, let him know that me and him talked and me and him were pretty tight. But Tucker's up and down. He actually had as much emotion as I did in the game. There was a couple of times that the two of us, you know, sitting on the couch, you know, telling each other what we miss in our lives right now. And we were both on a downward spiral for a period of time, which isn't really good for an alliance. Usually only one person can be down at a time. But both of us were down for a good whole day. And we battled back out of it. And who knows what would have happened.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.